thank you for joining us, Neil. After the solid last couple of games, you must have been disappointed with some of the defending tonight.
Oh, yeah, you can't defend like that with football games. How good were we going forward? You know, the whole place was, the roof was coming off second half. How many goals did we give away? I mean, but, you know, I could criticise, I could name names, but, you know, we'll look back on the goals and, you know, the back five in particular, three on the right-hand side of the back four in the first half just got pulled around everywhere. No communication, no talking. Wasn't on a flat line with each other. All the things that we work on in training, it went missing. One defender's too deep, one's too high, fullback's too wide. And we just got ripped apart. We ripped apart, and then you've seen what we did at half-time. We changed it. We got on the ascendancy. Words were said. You could see how we met them all running. I wasn't happy. Then we get it back to 3-3, and one team's going to win it. We're the only one team, then have a defensive mistake, and you lose again.
It's basically FC dominated the second half, and there was just that... I mean, where does that come from? Is it concentration? Is it, you know, notwithstanding pressure?
Mentality, James. They don't talk, they don't pass information on, they're scared of falling out with each other. Yeah, they're mates, but demand better off of each other. And, you know, if I'm a manager, I'm taking a bit of heart from that, because FC have conceded against three against Ashton and, you know, three against Radcliffe and four again tonight. And I look at that back five that was out there tonight, and I don't think I'd change that with anyone in the league. So it is a mindset thing, it's mentality.
Tough for Galloway to come in at short notice, but almost made a hero himself at the end.
Great strike. You know, we're learning. We know he's exciting. You know, he'll play in a variety of positions. He'll give us something different going forward. He's a goal scorer, and, you know, we nearly got something from him at the end. You know, great strike, great save. We deserved the point. 100% we deserved it. We probably deserved three on the balance of play. I spoke to their manager. But listen, if you score four away from home, you expect to win the game of football.
Was there just a lack of a little bit of composure at the end? There was an absolute siege, but just the right pass was just missing sometimes.
Absolutely. You know, listen, I'm always as honest as I come. There's certain things that have happened today that sticks with you. There's a lot of underhand things that go on in football, and managers tapping up my players on the game day to throw them off the game slightly. And I've said to that in there with, you know, one or two of them, quite nasty tricks. But, you know, we'll keep a lid on that. I did think it threw one or two of our attacking players off guard tonight, whether or not they didn't go cold in the right area, whether or not they had other thoughts on the head. That's not an excuse, but it's facts and reality. And, you know, my message to them is to kind of keep their hands off and let my players be what they want to be.
After FC, we're getting closer to the playoffs, and is this a bit of a wake-up call for the?
I don't want, you know, people to get, I said it to Ben before, too giddy about, you know, the playoffs. We said that we wanted 4 points from these two games. We've taken three. You know, we've targeted three at Grantham Saturday. We need 32 from 45 to give ourselves a chance. So we're not going to win every game of football. Shown tonight against a very good Whitby side that we've come up short. We haven't come up short by not playing football. We played the right way, and, you know, you've seen the reaction from the fans tonight. But it just goes back to that, doesn't it? You know, we work really hard on the training pitch. We've conceded two goals all season off zonal marking. Today we looked like we were going to concede every single time they had a set piece in the first half of zonal marking. So sometimes you've just got to put it down to one of them nights. But I'd be more disappointed if we didn't play some good football and didn't get the crowd on the edge of the seats. And I think we did that.
A great night. I mean, the fans never stopped. It was one of the great games, really. It was just the outcome, obviously, not what...
I could see it being a Warrington, I could see it being a 4-all. Yeah. I'd still be disappointed with a 4-all because of the manner we conceded the goals. And, you know, at one point when it was 1-1, 1-all, 2-1, we turned over and said, this could be 5-all, 6-5. Mm-hmm. And I said to the lads at half-time, don't be surprised if you go and score 5 or 6, and maybe on another night we do. Yeah. You know, but we got into really good areas. I mean, Donoghue, oh, my word. I'll bet you that's the most... kilometres anybody's ran all season. He was a man possessed, and they couldn't stop his delivery on this side. But it's just not to me. But we can't lose. If you would have said to me we were on that bit of a run, you're going to lose one in your next day, I would have said, yeah, absolutely. You go to Buxton and win, and, you know, beat your Stalybridge and so on. So we've lost against a good Whitby side. We are disappointed because they've gained a little bit more ground in front of us. You're then looking for favours and results to go your way. But trust me, you know, I know this league inside out, there will be so many twists and turns before the end of the season, and we've just got to keep picking up results. What we've got to do is put to bed that diabolical 1-0 home defeat to Grantham on Saturday and come away with 3 points. And I'll put that pressure on myself and the team.
So a must win at Grantham.
Absolutely. You know, I'm not going to stand there and say no, it's a must win.